Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. I want you to notice with me something Paul says in Acts chapter 20, verses 22 through 24. This is one of those statements that's just absolutely radical, but we always seem to find them on Paul's tongue. He says this, "And now behold, I'm going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." What is it that drives a man to run headlong into hardship? Is it so that he can simply demonstrate that people of different backgrounds can really get along with one another? Absolutely not. Is it so that we can all hold hands and sing, "Give Peace a Chance"? What drives Paul to embrace hardships and sufferings and imprisonments, cold seasons and resistance, is that God's glory is demonstrated in the gospel. The Spirit is driving him to show that Jesus really meant what he said in places like Matthew 28 to make disciples of all nations and Mark chapter 16 to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation and Luke chapter 24 that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in all nations and Acts chapter 1 where it says that we are to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria and to the end of the earth. It's in regards to this mission that Paul says, "I don't account my life of any value nor as precious to myself if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus." Paul received his marching orders way back in Acts chapter 9 where the Lord said, "He is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel." Paul says that the only real value his life has is whether or not he walks with Christ, fulfills his ministry, and completes the race of living out the Great Commission. The more he takes steps away from that, the less and less valuable he becomes to the world, and the less he's in fellowship with God. And the more steps he takes towards that mission, the more beneficial to the world he becomes, and the more in fellowship he is with God. The other morning, I couldn't sleep. It was really early, so I snuck out of bed and I flipped open my computer and I watched a documentary on Steve Jobs, who's the brain behind Apple products like the iPhone and the MacBook and iPad. And in that documentary, he said, "I was worth about over $1 million whenever I was 23, over $10 million when I was 24, and over $100 million when I was 25. Well, that's one way the world values you, by how much you own minus how much you owe. But listen to something else that Steve Jobs said that I think is very profound and something Paul might even say with just a little bit of adjusting. Steve Jobs said, "Being the richest man in the cemetery doesn't matter to me. Going to bed at night saying we've done something wonderful, that's what matters to me." So what are you telling me, Cliff? Well, listen to what Paul says in a little bit of different way when he wrote to the Philippians. He said, "Whatever gain I had," and he's talking about any gain that he had apart from Jesus, any advantage, any success, "I count it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ, my Lord. For his sake, I've suffered the loss of all things, and I count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection." The value you have in this world as a Christian and to this world cannot be measured by a calculator or dollar signs. It can only be measured in terms of Christ and his mission, faithfully running the race God has called you to run in terms of the Great Commission. And so when you pray today, you have a chance to be faithful to that Great Commission by remembering Todd Cox and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. Also, remember to pray for the Bicol Northern Sorsogon LifeWord broadcast in the Philippines.